Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Now after the 2 days he departed from there and went to Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast. For they also had gone to the feast. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives," and he himself believed, and his whole household. This again is the second sign that Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee, John chapter 4, verses 43 through verse 54. When Jesus left Judea and returned to Galilee, he taught the Samaritans in the town of Sychar. They were receptive and hospitable. They listened to Jesus. Jesus taught them for 2 days. They believed in him to be Messiah, Mashiach. Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. This was true in Nazareth. Later he was rejected in Nazareth. When Jesus came to Galilee, he went to Cana, where he had made the water wine at the wedding. There were Galileans that received him, who had seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover. The nobleman in Capernaum, whose son was sick, heard that Jesus was in Galilee. Probably he was a king's officer of Herod Antipas, tetrarch of Galilee. This nobleman himself went up to Cana and implored Jesus to come down and heal his son. He knew that Jesus had healed people. Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." This statement was in contrast with how the Samaritans were ready for Messiah and believed in Messiah Jesus when they heard him teach them. This rebuke encouraged the nobleman to believe. He said to Jesus, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went his way. Jesus had power to heal the son, who was about 26 kilometers distance away. Jesus did not have to walk down from the hills of Cana to Capernaum, which is 210 meters below sea level. As the nobleman was going back to Capernaum, His servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." The fever had left the boy when Jesus had healed him, the seventh hour the day before. And the nobleman himself believed in Jesus, and his whole household also believed. Yes, he knew that Jesus was indeed from God, Messiah. Later, Capernaum became the city of Jesus, his work center. Most likely, this Israelite nobleman helped in the work of Jesus, Messiah. What joy and thankfulness the nobleman must have had for the healing of his son, saving him from death. The nobleman started out with little faith, but he acted upon it. Upon his little faith, he went to see Jesus. He obeyed Jesus. He believed what Jesus told him. He saw what Jesus did. His faith grew. How is your faith? Will you believe in Jesus to be the Messiah? Will you obey Jesus? Your faith can grow also. You can get to know Jesus better. I recommend to you to read the book of John, the Gospel of Matthew. The miracles, the signs that Jesus did proved to the people of Israel that Jesus is the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Son of God who was promised by God, which was recorded by the prophets of Israel. Yes, the people of Israel required signs, miracles of Jesus before they would believe in him to be Messiah, the Son of God. The first believers in Jesus, Messiah, were the people of Israel, who had witnessed the signs and miracles done by Jesus. They had reasons for believing in him. They knew what had been prophesied. They knew what had been prophesied by God because they heard the reading of the books of prophecy each Sabbath in their synagogues. The Apostle John was an eyewitness of what he wrote in the Gospel of John. The healing of the nobleman's son was recorded by John so that we can know the signs and miracles that Jesus did. These signs and miracles are for us so that we can know and believe in Jesus, the Son of God. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John chapter 3, verse 36. Listen to the second psalm, Psalm chapter 2, verse 11. Serving the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Psalm 2, verses 11 and 12. The second psalm is about the Son of God, begotten by God, and his kingdom, which includes those who obey him in all nations. The ends of the earth are his possession. Will you believe in Jesus, Messiah? Will you have him as your king, God's anointed? Will you obey him? Will you enter his kingdom? Listen to John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. God said to Moses, as recorded in Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Bible, chapter 18, verse 18. God said, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him." Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. Yes, Moses recorded what God said about Messiah, the prophet like Moses. God has spoken to us through Messiah Jesus, his Son. Will you listen? It is required of you by God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. You will not even enter the kingdom of heaven if you do not do the will of God. It is written in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, "Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Yes, Jesus Messiah is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. He is not the author of eternal salvation to those who do not obey him. What will happen to those who do not obey the gospel, the good news of Jesus Messiah? Listen to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. "When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. The gospel is that Jesus Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. He rose the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. We read in Romans chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, that you are to obey from the heart that form of doctrine. Then you will be set free from sin. Listen to Romans chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. "But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." Yes, the gospel of Messiah must be obeyed from the heart. Jesus died and was buried. You need to be buried with Messiah in baptism into death. And then when you are raised up out of the water, you'll be raised up to a new life. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, or a free Bible correspondence course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he still stormed Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. I believe in the words of the Bible, how he made the poor blind man to see. I believe that the deaf ears were opened, and I believe he's made a difference in me. I believe that he spoke to.